I canvassed. That's good for the soul. Took it out Monday morning, knock on the door and have somebody come from the wash tub and tell you what she thinks of you. You're being put in your place. And some of us need it. I did not eat any place, eat with anyone at any time. I was very careful in my eating. And I'll explain to you how and what I did. I read in the testimony this thing, that thing, and the other. And I believed it all and did it all. I bear definite testimony against, then it comes, of course, meat, milk, butter, eggs, so forth here. Well, I better quit. So I quit this thing. I quit the other thing. I kept on quitting. I want to make sure if there's any way of getting to heaven, I was going to get there. When I canvassed, I ate granola only. Now, please don't blame Sister White now for this. That is not her teaching. That is my interpretation. Not what she said. Well, now, I ate granola. Some of you don't know what that is. Granola is a cereal, or rather four, five, six cereals blended together, baked, and then crushed, so it looks just like crumbs. But it's good stuff. I like it. I was going to say I love it. Still, I ate that and that only. Then I knew I was safe. Then I wouldn't be transgressing any. Now, I repeat now, this is not Sister White's teaching, but my perversion of it. I ate granola and water. I carried my granola with me. By the way, may I ask, does anybody know what granola is here? Oh, yes, quite a few hands. Crumbs, but good crumbs. So I ate that and drank water. I had to be careful not to eat too much because that granola had a tendency to swell. And then it wasn't so good. So I canvassed, sold books, and ate my granola. But after a few weeks, that got to be rather tiresome. Granola and water. I wonder if God would frown on me if I bought some raisins and added the raisins to the granola. I did. And oh, heaven nearly came then. Granola, raisins, and water. But after a while, my conscience smote me. Perhaps I'm extravagant. Perhaps I ought not to use raisins, so I gave them up and went back to granola and water. Now, I should have died, but I didn't. I prospered. I grew fat. Don't get the idea that granola was poor food. It's excellent food. Wholesome. I was canvassing in Illinois, and one day I was sitting outside of Joliet prison, and on the other side of the road sat a man selling pineapples. And oh, how I love pineapples, but they're probably wicked. But I wonder if God would do something very bad to me if I did buy a pineapple. So I bought one and ate it, and ate it all. And the acid had the effect of taking the skin off my mouth. Now I knew that it was wicked. That is God's punishment for eating pineapples. And I went back to granola again. Then I read something, and now I quote in Sister White, where she says this, speaking about people, you eat altogether too much. Now, that statement is true. It is true now as was true then. Generally speaking, we eat too much. Do you agree with that? Some of you are dieting. You might as well give that up.